Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
So what's your story again?
I mean, like, how married are you? You down to clown in that rude mood?
Why are you like this?
Pills, baby! Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. We're recording this very special episode. It's Kirstie's birthday episode.
Live from Ken's Wigman.
Yeah, 22 years young.
22.
We're in the Ron the Painter room.
Yeah.
Named after Ron the Painter.
Ron the Painter.
Yeah.
That's
what the plaque says.
And he has a room named after him, which is really cool.
What was his favorite drink? Bush Light?
Bush Light.
Ew.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, we respect you as a guy.
But not as a drink.
Really?
There's so many different drinks you could drink.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
They have, like, what the hell am I drinking? A something-something Manhattan. It's really great, and it comes with a cherry. You should have tried that while you were alive.
I'm drinking a strawberry something, and it's also really good. And it's, like, the fourth drink I've had today.
Yeah.
On Friday, this year of our Lord.
I'm kind of glad that we're not recording this in the studio, because you wouldn't have... If we had, you would have heard me eat that cherry just now. That did not happen. Presently.
No.
Kind of glad that happened. But yeah, this is a good birthday episode.
This is a great birthday episode because I get to open a present.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited for that. I'm not going
to
lie.
You're not trying to force that segue, are you?
No.
No, not at all.
Me?
No, why would I do that?
I would never.
My name is Kirstie and I never force a segue in my life.
I would never force something like that.
Never expected this to happen.
Never.
No. I'm just going to shift this a little bit. We are doing this on the portable recorder. This is our second attempt of doing that.
Didn't we do it for your birthday?
We did it. Was it my birthday?
Mm-hmm.
In Peterson Prairie?
Peterson Prairie.
That was my birthday. Wow. That worked out pretty good, actually.
I agree.
The only issue with it is that I have to put together the intro later if you want some behind-the-scenes information on how that works. I don't even have a fucking intro for this. I'll get one later.
It'll probably be one of my favorite songs.
Probably.
Because it's my birthday episode.
Do you have any requests?
Shaboom, shaboom.
Boom. Shabang-a-lang-a-lang.
Shaboom, boom, shaboom. Boom.
Life could be a dream.
If I could
above. The song is Irish now and I'm wearing a kilt. I didn't mean to do that, I'm sorry.
You're not.
It just kind of happened.
Although, would you wear a kilt?
Hell yeah, I'd wear a fucking kilt.
Dress
you kidding me?
Right. So our skirts.
I tried it out.
A skirt, it's a kilt.
Well, do kilts... You don't have to wear anything underneath, do you? Yeah. It's just your own thing.
If you want to be like that, yeah.
Okay. So it's up to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I would wear a kilt either way. So there you go.
Because, like, when the Scottish people went to war, you know, in the early days,
mm-hmm.
they, like...
When they were fighting the Romans.
They, like, ripped off their kilts and were just fucking naked.
Yep.
And no one wants to fight against a naked dude with their dick hanging out.
Usually not. So, unless you're super badass and you don't care how your enemy is dressed.
Which is basically the Scottish people.
Yeah.
So.
Makes a lot of sense for them.
They definitely caught people off guard. I'm pretty sure.
I think the fact that they...
History, well.
I think the fact that they painted their faces blue was also...
I don't know if that actually happened or if that was just Mel Gibson.
I feel like it might have happened. Maybe we should find out.
Let's Google
Scots paint faces blue. Does that go into the box properly?
Question mark?
Oh, I should have put a question mark on that, huh? Why did the Scottish paint their faces blue at war? Answers.com.
That's exactly what we want.
Wiki user responds, February 26, 2011, to scare the enemy. That's right. Well... I didn't know that blue makeup was supposed to scare me, but now that I have that knowledge in my head...
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I'm never gonna stop.
Speaking of terrifying, we just watched the Addams Family movie, the new animated one.
Yes!
And it's cool. I like that Oscar Isaacs was involved because he's adorable. But also...
Is he a cutie?
He's a cutie patootie.
Is he a cutie 3.14?
Yes. Okay. He's a cutie pie.
Okay. See? I'm like... That you know what I did there.
I understand you.
Yeah, he was Gomez Adams in that movie. They were showing that here. And
at the Kennedy School.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm gonna say it was okay.
It was okay. I really didn't like...
We're Addams Family fanatics here.
Okay, so I still watch the old, like...
The classic
TV version of it.
And the classic Addams Family. The
OG.
And
then there's the movies, and Wednesday is like wearing a pink dress at some point in this one.
It does happen. You gotta take our word for this. It absolutely did happen.
It did happen. Anyways, so she wears like a pink dress in this, and I don't really like it, but that's okay. But it's good. Like, they definitely stay true to the TV show version more than the...
At least at the very end they did. They did a straight up homage to the intro of the TV show version.
Which was really cool to see. I liked that a lot. So that's at the very end of it. But it's definitely worthwhile. We'll probably get it and watch it a couple more times.
I think maybe the best feature was that you couldn't even tell that Snoop Dogg was supposed to be Cousin It. If there was any hint that he was supposed to be Cousin It, it would have ruined the whole fucking movie for me.
There's a Snoop Dogg movie or song that's played while Cousin It comes up because he's a gangster.
Oh,
Drop It Like It's Hot.
It is.
Honestly, I liked that part because I like that song because it's funny.
Excuse me, I'm choking on my Manhattan. That's the only hint that you get that it's Snoop Dogg. Really?
Yeah.
Does Snoop Dogg ever use a cane in real life?
I don't know.
Snoop Dogg cane. Yeah, I'm putting it in. I gotta know. It's important. Snoop Dogg cane. I'm putting it into the image search.
I don't think he uses a cane ever.
The first image is him
using
a cane, but it is definitely a photo op opportunity, and then every other picture is him compared to dogs that are obviously high. So, he does not use a cane.
He does not use a cane.
That,
okay.
Yeah, that's my final summation of
that. That makes sense. That makes sense. I agree.
He doesn't look like a guy that would use a cane.
No.
He's got too much swagger for that.
Definitely. Oh my god!
What?
Okay, so...
You're pointing at my ear? What the fuck?
No, your eyebrow, that one weird long eyebrow, I see it again.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, so, I don't know if we ever talked about this on the show, but on my right eyebrow, there's always this freak hair
that
grows.
Like three inches longer than any other fucking eyebrow on his face.
Yeah, it's 3 inches long, it sticks out really far, and it only shows up maybe once a year.
No, I want to say like twice a year. Maybe
is there any,
three times.
Is there any way you could pluck it live on the air?
Pluck it live on
the
air.
All right, I have my Leatherman out. Did you hear this? Hold on a second. This is the sound of my Leatherman being cucked. She's going to pull it out of my eyebrows. Are you ready? Is it that easy that you can freehand a Leatherman pulling out an eyebrow hair? It's amazing. Holy shit. Whoa, that sounded like 6 hairs at once.
What the fuck, dog?
Is it avoiding you? Whoa, whoa, she yanked it out.
I got it.
My god, ladies and gentlemen,
it's like an inch and a half long. It's so bad.
Oh my god, this is insane.
How did I not see it until now?
Wow.
That's interesting. Okay, but also weird fact, my dad has the same, like, eyebrow hair, but I think it's the left side.
Really?
Yeah, and it's only one hair that grows like an inch or two longer than the rest of the hairs.
What the hell does that mean?
It means...
Am I going to get face cancer when I get older?
That's exactly what it means.
I always feared that. Like, that was something that I used to facetiously make
fun of people of in high school is that they were going to get face cancer when they got older, but I guess that's just a variation of skin cancer.
Why would you say that?
Because it's funny.
Oh my god.
I didn't literally mean that I hope they got face cancer.
I hope you get cancer.
No, that was never anything that I said directly. That was supposed to be just like, wouldn't it be funny if face cancer existed? And I guess technically it does if you have a localized version of skin cancer that happens to be localized to the face.
Isn't that what Beth had?
She had basal cell carcinoma, which is like stage one skin cancer that you can get rid of in one scalpel cut. Right. Scalpel cut, yeah, it's gone. But yeah, this eyebrow hair is a freak, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you could see it. It's actually an inch and a half long. Kind of frightening.
I can't believe I finally found it.
What should I do with this? Should I,
just let it fall to the floor.
I don't know if it... Well, and you know what? That is allowed. It is a hotel, so...
We're paying to let our eyebrows fall Goodbye. To the floor.
Goodbye! Goodbye! We're paying like $500 for you to clean up my eyebrow hairs, you shits. I'm tipping you guys so well. I feel like that should be included in the price. I'm so glad we got rid of that.
Me too.
That's amazing.
I can't believe I didn't see it until now, though. I'm so sorry.
What took you so long?
I don't know. I guess I just didn't look at you like that with your face like
three-fourths
of the way like pointed towards me and with a light directly behind it.
You never looked at me from the side.
I don't look at me. I don't look at you like this.
That's great. Anyway, so in final summation... Adam's Family movie. If you kind of like the Adam's Family franchise, you should watch it.
It was worth it. I would watch it again.
It's worth it because the price of watching the movie was included in our room. Otherwise, I don't know if I would have seen it, really. I mean, I understand you think Oscar Isaac? Fucked it up. Oscar Isaac. He's a cutie in your mind?
Oh, yeah. He's adorable.
If he managed to squirm his way out of the whole Star Wars debacle that he's in right now, I could maybe see it, but he's too ingrained in the corporate culture of the Star Wars debacle, so it's kind of hard to unentwine him from that for me right now. This was a good departure from his Star Wars debacle.
I agree. I think he really, like, pulled it out of the hat. You know, like, he really did a good Gomez Adams.
Although Gomez should have been skinnier, in my opinion.
I agree. So Gomez is supposed to be this, like, big... Because, okay, so in the 20s, when you were fatter...
Not the 20s.
What?
30s? Adam's Family was, like, the 40s.
Well, okay, but, like, old days when you were fatter, you had more, like... wealth so you could eat more.
I have heard that idea before.
And so that was kind of
Adams Family, the original series was the 60s. Sorry.
Okay, but like I think they're supposed to be earlier than that.
Oh, like it's that thing where they film it in the 60s, but we're a 40s family.
Right.
Remember the 40s? Yeah.
Right. And okay. So I think if you look at the old, like the TV show, he's wearing like big suit, so he's trying to portray himself as being bigger than he actually is in the show, but in the TV or in the movies in the from the 90s, he's not. He's a skinny guy because once the 90s or I guess maybe once the 80s or even 70s hit, when you were skinnier, you were more wealthy and like could afford whatever.
He was beefed up by shoulder pads.
Agreed.
That was his...
That was his thing.
It worked well, but it didn't really come across in the animation.
No.
He should have looked a little skinnier in the animation, and maybe the mustache a little bigger, and not parted in the middle.
That's Gomez Adams.
He always had a gap in the mustache in the middle? I don't remember it that way for some reason.
Yeah, no, he totally did.
Oh, well.
So in our room, there's like these giant...
Chalkboards.
Chalkboards.
Yeah.
I doodled some on it, like a Mickey Mouse head, because that's who I am in life.
I doodled a penis, for sure.
Because that's Renee.
It's there.
I can see it.
There it is. There it is. On the wall. Yeah, it's a,
I think our, so we
it's
have
a swangin' schlong.
We have this chalkboard that's shared with us and the people next to us, which I think is like a mother-daughter group. And either
I wonder if they can hear us.
Either they or the people who work here wrote stuff on the chalkboard, which was cool. They're from like San Francisco.
That's fun to say.
I can't remember where they're from.
Let's say Belgium.
I want to go look now. They're from California. San Diego.
Let's just say not from around here.
Not from here. And they're staying here.
Yeah.
Anyways, they wrote...
They're visitors.
They're visitors here.
Yeah.
Just like us. We're not from here either.
Where are we
Northeast
from?
Northeast Portland. We're from Camas.
Oh, yeah, I guess
and
so.
And Woodland.
I was going to say the Marsland.
The Woodland.
Marsland. Come on. I want to be from Marsland.
I want to be from Mars. I want to be from the Woodland.
Are you sure?
No, I...
Yeah, you really don't. I'm glad you rethought that. It's not a good...
No, I don't want to be from the Woodland.
Not a great place to be. Most people strive to leave
that. Well,
when
we're not in Portland, I always say we're from Portland because that's where I was born. But I guess technically I was born in Clackamas, which is like...
What?
South Portland.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. I was born at Sunnyside.
And that's not Portland?
No, it's Clackamas.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
I think it's part of the Portland metro area.
I feel like you're allowed to say you're from Portland because you almost fucking died there.
I do tell people I'm from Portland often because it's easier than saying like Camas, Washington, which is like North Portland.
Fun piece of trivia. You were born in the same hospital you almost died in.
Yes.
So, it's not super fun. It's slightly fun.
It's a super fun fact about me.
Yeah. What did we say? You're 21 years young? 25? I don't remember what I said.
I'm definitely 25.
I think you're allowed to open your present.
At least.
I say you're allowed to open your present. It's going to happen. Is it still picking me up over here?
A little bit, yeah, you're yelling.
That's cool. No, I always think it's funnier when I'm off mic. Oh no, I dropped the present!
Oh no!
Man, I broke my legs! And
he's laying on the floor right now.
Off.
This is great, just humor him, it's okay. Just let it happen.
Wow, I made this fantastic recovery from my broken legs, and I've delivered you this present that you get to open live.
Excited. Okay. Are you sure?
I'm sure, because this isn't her birthday technically, it's tomorrow, but I don't care, you deserve this. And I wouldn't have wanted to torture you waiting for this present the whole time, and I really think it's worth it. Oh wow, opening the present made it click. I'll fix that.
Okay.
Alright, off you go.
Whoa, what is this? Oh wow!
This is a new water bottle because yours is notoriously damaged.
And it's black, my favorite color.
It's black. I tried to find you another red one.
No.
They wanted $150.
That's not okay.
And it comes with a protective case to prevent dents in the future.
And it spins.
Well, it's not really supposed to spin. It fits your water, but what it's supposed to do, check this out. It's a handle.
Oh,
so you don't break your fingers in this guy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a handle. Okay, I see it now.
I thought you'd like that.
I like that a lot, actually. Oh, my God.
And there's more.
Okay.
Keep digging.
Wow. I'm digging.
Get in there. The sounds of opening presents are present.
Whoa, it's a fucking laptop.
It sure is.
You got me one?
I did.
Baby.
You told me how much you liked the MacBook Air that I have.
It's on!
It's on.
Oh my God, what's the password?
Same as you know. You typed it a little fast, but...
Whoa, it's on and everything.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's a MacBook Air.
Thank you.
It's from 2014, so...
Okay.
It's gonna lose hardware support in a little bit, but I promise I will make it work as long as possible.
Wow.
Because I have that ability.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Wow.
And there's a charger in that bag too.
Awesome, I feel it.
Because the only drawback, well, technically there's two. It won't fit in that fabric bag.
I see that.
But the only two drawbacks, they're not really drawbacks. It has the same storage size as this MacBook that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But we can always increase that later.
Mm-hmm.
And the charger is different.
Oh, how?
It's MagSafe 2 versus MagSafe 1. So this is MagSafe 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is MagSafe 2.
So my old one won't work on it?
It won't. Well, actually, it won't work, but yours was dead anyway. I actually repurposed, one second. I repurposed this part of the charger.
Mm-hmm.
It still fits this brick. So it's still in there, but the end connector is differently shaped. So you're not going to be able to use my charger anymore, but it came with its own charger.
Okay.
So it does work.
And we're still going to fix my old one?
Yes.
Potentially?
We'll have a spare... Home. Yes.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I really like the light one because then it's just... You could toss it around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's going to be so easy for you to carry when you get back to school.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're spilling drink. Oh, you didn't really spill a drink. That was just ice.
I spilled like 3 cubes of ice.
Yeah.
I'll get them.
But I hope this water bottle treats you better. It's got a better seal on it. You can still use that old one. But this one will hold ice for a really long time.
Thank you. I love the presents.
Yeah, you're welcome. I figured it was a good time for you to open those early.
I'm excited.
And there's still... I only did, like, the initial setup on that computer. There's still, like, more security measures that I want to take on it and make it so it syncs up automatically with Merlin and stuff like that. But we'll get it to work. Oh, there's a spare straw in there. Oh,
okay. I'm like, what's shaking?
Yeah. And actually, that means I have to return a present because I didn't realize that water bottle I'm giving you came with its own flip straw. So I ordered an extra flip straw.
Oh, no. You should have ordered a handle.
Hmm? Oh, the regular one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like those?
I do.
Okay. Maybe I'll just exchange it for that. I don't fucking know. But yeah, the end. My presents.
Thank you. I love the presents.
You're welcome. That was my secret mission. Did you know that?
Where'd you get this?
Remember? Oh, that?
Yeah.
This water bottle, I got it from Amazon. The computer, I got it from a guy on Craigslist.
Oh, so that was your secret mission?
That was my secret mission.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty funny because, I thought the guy wasn't going to show up. I told you I did a white lie thing that I had to stay after at work because
the
computer died in the shop floor, which is a total lie.
Okay.
But what I was actually doing was meeting a guy in a Walmart parking lot next to a charging station to pick up this computer. And we were emailing back and forth and he was like, can I show up a half hour later? And I was like, ah, shit, I guess. So I had to go to the Wendy's next door and get some fries to keep my energy going. Which made me feel like shit. It was energy, but it made me feel like garbage.
Yeah, if you order from Wendy's, you're not going to have a good time.
No. And you want to know, it wasn't even regular fries. It was Baconator fries.
Ew, who even are you?
A guy that ordered Baconator fries like
gross.
A week and a half ago. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I forgive you.
Yeah, but I hope this computer treats you well.
I'm so excited.
I'll keep it running as long as I can. The storage space is limited. We can always expand it. And you have access to my version of cloud storage, which is Merlin. So,
cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for school.
Happy birthday.
This. Thank you.
I did not test the battery usage, but that cord's really long, so you could probably plug it into whatever fucking outlet you want it to. It'll be fine. It seemed pretty reasonable to me. And it's newer than mine, so and it can still natively support macOS Mojave instead of what I had to do for mine, which is some weird-ass fucking patches from some guy I gotta trust on the internet, so... You'll probably get better battery life out of it than mine.
Okay.
You're gonna do good. I'm so glad I got this.
Thank you.
Because that would have been torture for you as much as it would have been for me, having to wait for all those presents to happen tomorrow before I can give you this present. Now it's over.
So we had to bring my mom and sisters, I think, presents in a bag. And also, I have favors for people who are showing up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
To hang out.
The party favors, yeah.
Party favors. So
those came together okay? I know they were lost for a bit.
So there's two, like, everybody's coming in a couple except for Montana, maybe.
Oh, she's not coming?
Well, she's coming, but she's not coming in a couple.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
So Caleb's not coming.
All right.
So the party favors are for couples. So everybody gets...
Oh, so Montana doesn't get shit.
She gets one. Okay. She'll get one.
Sure. Couples only. I love that.
Couples only.
I love that arbitrary exclusion.
Well, because I have two. So in the favors, I have tiny bottles of Fireball that we got at Target, I think.
Oh, okay.
And so I have two bottles of Fireball per bag. So I was going to give two per couple.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason why it's like that.
I'm sure Jared will appreciate two bottles of Fireball, where it would have only been one.
Love two bottles of vodka or Fireball.
I don't know if he probably likes Fireball.
Whiskey. Sorry, not vodka.
I'll tell you, I had one of those bottles of Fireball last night, and let me tell you, it invoked memories of high school. Oh God, I didn't really want them, but they were there.
They were there.
Yeah.
And they probably nurtured you.
Probably.
JK. No. It was probably bad.
No, it was okay. It made me sleepy.
Me too. That's why I went to sleep so early.
Alcohol just does that.
I want to play with my computer so bad.
I'm sorry you can't.
It's okay.
But I did set up the... there's like two accounts on there. It's kind of the same situation as my computer. I'll explain it later.
Okay.
It's for security purposes.
I do understand.
You might have to know two passwords. But it's okay, because they're easy passwords.
Okay.
I'll inform you of all the
tricks
there.
Tell me them live on your show.
Yes.
Just kidding.
The one password is dickbutt6969.
Exclamation point.
Yeah. Nice. For security, the exclamation
for
point.
For security.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad I got to share that with you now.
Thank you, babe, so much.
Yeah. I think it'll work even better than your laptop, which is currently dead.
So anything would work better than that.
Yes. I promise we will fix that, and we'll use it for something? I don't know what.
Something.
It's going to be a magical experiment, I'm sure.
I agree.
That's what most computers are to me. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You like the black water bottle?
Oh, I'm so glad. So your parents got the red one, and that was cool because I like the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
But black is the color of my soul.
Good.
Did you get this off of Amazon?
I sure did.
Nice.
Do you want to... You may not even want to know how much they were charging for a red replacement water bottle, because I wanted to give you a one-to-one replacement.
No, I like the black one better.
Okay. There was a guy, they were charging $150 for the red one.
Why?
Because it was a limited edition. You can't even get it off of the... what the hell is the guy Hydro Flask?
Mm-hmm.
You can't even get it off of the Hydro Flask website anymore.
Whoa.
So some fucking guy out there bought like 50 of those water bottles and is selling them at like 100% profit.
Whoa.
That's exactly what's happening.
That sucks.
It kind of sucks, but it also makes you think, what are we doing wrong? Can we get in on that game? What could we pull off of Amazon and sell at a massive profit? I don't fucking know.
I don't know either, but we can find it out.
It's probably going to be
if that's what you want to do in life.
Did that happen with Beanie Babies yet? Has that...
I don't know.
...market peaked? Let's find out.
I don't think it ever peaked.
It never did. People thought it was going to, but it never did.
My grandma was one of those people who bought, like, crazy amounts of Beanie Babies because she figured it was going to be, like, some big payoff in the end. And then she died, and all of her Beanie Babies were, like, zero. And also, all of the grandchildren were allowed to take a Beanie Baby from her Beanie Baby storage area.
What did you pick?
I can't remember which one I picked, but anyways, so when all the smaller cousins came to the funeral, they like chucked the Beanie Babies into the coffin onto her face.
Oh my god.
They were just tossing them into her coffin. And so we all got to toss one into the coffin. But like the little guys didn't know where they were like tossing, and they ended up on her face.
Perfect. Well, that's where you want them. Mm-hmm. So what did you pick and what did you toss?
I can't remember, but I tossed it in a decent place because I was 16.
All right, let's see.
I'm not a baby.
I'm on the Wikipedia article for Beanie Babies, and there's a collectability section. Beanie Babies began to emerge as popular collectibles in late 1995 and became a hot toy, which is its own article that I'm opening in another tab. The company's strategy of deliberate scarcity, producing each new design in limited quantity, restricting individual store shipments to limited numbers of each design, and regularly scheduling and regularly retiring designs, created a huge secondary market for the toys and increased their popularity and value as a collectible. Ty, the guy who made these. Ty. Systematically retired various designs, and many people assumed that all retired designs would rise in value the way that early retirees had. The craze lasted through 1999 and slowly declined after the Ty Company, announced they would no longer be making Beanie Babies and made a bear called The End. What the fuck?
I didn't know that.
They made a bear called The End. Well, we gotta find out about that. What does he look like? The End. Beanie Babies News. Web.archive.org. About Beanie Babies. Okay, I'm looking at archive.org. It's an archive from 1999. Aboutbeanies.com. The title, Beanie Babies, Is the Party Over? Poor grammar, but the sentiment is captured. Mm-hmm. Heads were spinning yesterday. Okay, September 1st, 1999, by Andy Rowe. Heads were spinning yesterday as Beanie Baby fans and collectors contemplated the news that the production of the bean-filled critters would cease at the end of the year. Oak Brook, Illinois-based Ty Incorporated, the maker of the plush toys, posted the announcement Tuesday afternoon, shortly after 3 p.m. The news came in a somewhat cryptic fashion, accompanying a list of new Beanie Babies the company will release next month, one of which is appropriately called The End. A statement at the end of the listing proclaimed, "Very important notice. On December 31st, 1999, 11:59 p.m., all beanies will be retired, including the above." They might have just been cashing in on the white.
And she died like 5 years after that. No, 6 years after that. So she still believed in Beanie Babies 6 years after they stopped making Beanie Babies.
Wow. She was pretty hardcore on that philosophy. She was
hardcore.
Dang.
She had them on, like, the tops of her couches in her living room. So every time you walked in the living room, you saw the Beanie Babies.
And I bet not a single inch of the couch was spared. It was all Beanie Babies. It was
all Beanie Babies.
And that's the house that Aunt Shell lives in right now, right?
Correct.
Okay. Dang.
Yeah.
And none of that came into fruition, huh?
Well, I don't know. Nice. All I do know is that her body is interred with several Beanie Babies that the cousins picked out.
Those are probably the most valuable ones. Probably. The ones that were buried with people, those ones for sure. Oh, no, I did that on purpose. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Let's see. At the height of popularity, people would flip beanies at as much as tenfold on eBay. Indeed, at the height, beanies made up 10% of eBay's sales. Some collectors insured their purchases for thousands of dollars.
Why?
Following are key factors that contributed to the collectible nature of Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies.
I love saying it that way. I don't know why.
Beanie Babies.
Unique creative elements. Each product contained a unique birthday and poem that was printed on the tag of every Beanie Baby. Supply and demand. Scarce availability fell short of the product demand. Availability. Beanie Babies were initially only sold in individually owned small gift and specialty shops. New releases and retirements. Several times a year, Beanie Babies would retire, and the production of those characters would cease to make room for new designs. Warner was keenly aware that the Beanie Babies bubble would burst, and eventually started requiring retailers who sold beanies to also stock other product lines by his company if they wished to continue selling beanies. None of these lines did well, as Beanie Babies, although they kept the company alive after the fad ended, and eventually some became successful in their own right.
Wow, that's so much about Beanie Babies that I didn't know.
What a roller coaster for that brand, right? Shit. The only Beanie Baby that I currently have is the teddy bear of Rags.
Oh,
he's a Beanie Baby, technically.
So is Polar Jr.
He's a Beanie Baby?
He's a Beanie Baby.
They are both large babies.
Large Beanie
Babies. Of the Beanie variety.
Of the Beanie variety.
Yeah.
One is a polar bear and the other is a teddy bear.
Yeah.
I bet you can't guess which one.
Can you?
Can you?
You sound more like a polar bear lady.
Thanks. I guess.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I want to thank my mom for buying this night's stay for us.
And the champagne that we're going to save for later.
The champagne that we're saving for later.
It's probably not cold anymore. We need to make it cold again, and then we're going to drink it.
And then we're going to drink it.
It'll probably be Sunday afternoon.
I agree. Because
checkout time's 11.
Checkout time's 11. We'll drive back home, then we'll drink champagne.
Makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me, too.
That's a good brand. Yeah.
We'll keep the glasses, too.
Sorry all the regular hosts of TGIF Radio couldn't be here.
Jared will be joining us tomorrow.
I don't think we're going to record anything unless he wants to.
No.
He's welcome to join us for another showing of The Addams Family. Are they playing that tomorrow?
Yeah, at 3:30 and then 6:30 they're doing Elf.
We need to figure out how many times he's watched Frozen 2. They showed a trailer for that.
I want to say he's seen it at least twice.
Definitely. No, he's one of those three viewing guys where he watches a movie at least three times and then he tells you how he feels about it.
But it's Disney, so I'm sure he's seen it at least once already.
Because it has the Disney spell on it?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's absolutely a part of the equation.
I agree.
There's something about the Disney logo that compels people to watch their films more than once. I don't know what it is. Might be the curvature of the D that makes it look like a G that I always assumed as a child.
I thought it was a G too.
What the fuck? Why would you write a D that way, fucking Walt?
It took me until I was like, God, I want to say 13 or 14.
Because that's supposed to be his signature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Signatures are dumb. I hate them. Why are they... No, and I'm serious about this. Why are signatures the key identifying mark of work that people have done throughout history?
Because
why?
Because.
Because John Hancock? I get that he had a big-ass fucking name, but he didn't have to make it that way.
He's
quoted as writing it that way so King George can read it through... I don't know, his fucking wine glass? Something like that. You don't need signatures like that anymore. We've moved beyond that shit. My signature has changed like 6 times over the past 5 years. Only because I never learned proper cursive? That's kind of my own fault. But it doesn't matter. Cursive is dead.
Cursive is totally dead. I don't think they even teach it in classes anymore.
They better not. If they do, claim it as a waste of tax money and get your lawsuit underway. And give me some of that money. Because I'm highlighting that travesty in the educational system that you need to be aware of. Don't lock me out here. Shit, that was weird.
That was weird.
That shouldn't have locked while I was recording. There, that'll probably fix it. There we go. Anyway, wieners, wieners, wieners. There we go. It's still recording.
Still recording.
See, a little known secret in radio is if you say the word wieners at the microphone, it's actually a pretty good test for acoustic balance. It produces a good waveform balloon, and it makes sure that it's actually recording at most times.
We've been recording for 40 minutes?
Yeah!
That's crazy.
Woo! We did it.
We did it.
Yeah. Never mind that spike in the audio forms. We'll fix that later on. The hell were we talking about?
Beanie Babies.
Oh, yeah. The mania is over. There really isn't a good Beanie Baby out there.
Yeah, the polar bear one.
I feel like that might be the same thing that happened to Beanie Babies is what's going to happen to Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
Except, you know, Bitcoin's got, like, actual monetary value attached to it.
Does it? But what?
As of right now, I think it's, like, $300 to one Bitcoin.
Why?
To USD. Why?
Why?
Well, it's the same thing as actual current US dollars. Okay, so one Bitcoin currently equals 7,190 US dollars. I'm rounding up a little bit.
But like 1 cent.
But here's the thing. The thing with Bitcoin is that it's kind of working the same as regular US money, where it only has the same value attributed to it as what people will accept. Because as of right now, regular US money isn't attached to fucking anything. It used to be gold. You used to be able to take a $1 bill, go to Fort Knox, and they'd give you $1 worth of gold. Disclaimer, that never actually happened. But that's what the gold standard was supposed to do. I can hold this, don't worry. Okay. She's going to the bathroom. But that's what the gold standard was supposed to do. You were supposed to be able to take $1 bill with a little red logo on it. You were supposed to go down to the vault. And you were supposed to be able to get $1 worth of gold back. That shit doesn't happen anymore. I got a dollar bill tucked away in a stamp book somewhere that says I can get a dollar's worth of silver out of that. I think Nixon was the guy that said, hey, this doesn't work anymore. It's just attributed to an imaginary value that the rest of society accepts. And that's where we are right now. Bitcoin kind of works the same way. It's only its only correlation to real world money right now is the US dollar, which isn't based on anything. So it's fake money based on nothing. So we just all kind of accept it's worth $7,200 right now, but it's imaginary. Whoa, can you believe that? Oops, I messed up my conversion dollars. What the hell happened here? That was weird. But yeah, $7,200, I don't buy that shit. It's just made up. You could probably, I don't know, I've seen weird machines out there. There's this one machine in the Vancouver Mall, and it says it's a Bitcoin machine, but you have to scan your passport in order to do shit with it. That doesn't make any sense. It's supposed to be an anonymous currency anyway. Why the hell would you have to scan a passport in order to talk to it? That's dumb. Don't give it your identity. That doesn't make any sense. $0? 0 cents. Zero correlation to the United States gold standard, which doesn't even exist anymore. What is money? We don't even know what that is. It's trash. Hey, babe, I figured it out. She's back. Here's my revelation. money is trash.
Money is trash.
Money's trash. Put it in the garbage. Light it on fire.
What did you do?
What did I do? What do you mean?
What is the 1.0008?
Oh, I fucked up the money dollars here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I was just clicking buttons, you know.
Clicking buttons.
As I do. Yeah.
As you do.
I do that often.
You do.
It's been known. So, yeah. The money isn't based on anything.
Okay.
Final summation.
End of story.
And I think we can blame it on Nixon. I wasn't Googling it before, but I'm pretty sure it's Nixon. Gold standard? Did you know it's possible to spell standard with a G? Neither did I, but
I didn't know that.
Hang on, let's do United States. Silver, United States. United States. In 1780s, Thomas Jefferson recommended to Congress the value of a decimal system. This system would also supply two monies. Ooh, I love that word, monies. In the United States, the question was, what type of standard? Gold, silver, or both? The United States adopted a silver standard based on the Spanish mail dollar. What are you watching? What is that?
My aunt singing.
Does she sing? Okay, do it. What you doing there, Mackenzie? Why are we doing this?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Gold's exchange standard? Where the hell's Nixon? I just could have sworn to God. Let's see. Starting in the 1959 to 1969 administration of President Charles de Gaulle. Let me see. Along with fiscal strain of federal expenditures for the Vietnam War and persistent balance of payments deficits led U.S. President Richard Nixon to end international convertibility of the U.S. dollar to gold on August 15, 1971, also known as the Nixon Shock. I knew it was him. You can never trust a guy with a nose that long. It's basically implying Pinocchio.
It is Pinocchio.
And when you invoke the word of Pinocchio, that automatically means don't trust this fucking guy. AKA Nixon. The Nixon Shock was a series of economic measures undertaken by U.S. President Nixon in 1971. In response to increasing inflation, most significant of which were wage and price freezes. And the unilateral cancellation of the direct international convertibility of the U.S. dollar to gold.
That was so much stuff that you just said.
I know.
Sorry. Also, heads up, we've been drinking all day.
Oh, did you not know that?
Since about 1 p.m. in the afternoon. No,
2 p.m.
2 p.m. in the afternoon.
2 p.m.
So.
We've been doing a good job.
Yeah, so there's like 7 bars at the Kennedy School. No. Okay, so Cypress Room.
Wait, I got a map.
Boiler Room, Detention, Honors.
You guys want a fucking map? Because I'll courtyard. Get you one.
I think there's 4 to 5 bars on campus.
There's 17 bars? No, that's not true. Where's my map? Where's my map? I got a map. It's in one of my various pockets. I got a map. This is a map. I'm the map. There we go.
So, let's see. There's, let's count also them up. The theater.
Theater counts as a bar.
Theater, Cypress Room, Boiler Room, 3, Detention Bar,
4,
Courtyard Restaurant,
5,
Honor Bar.
6. Wait, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was more. Ugh. What? Excuse me. I thought there was more.
No.
Darn. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gymnasium, courtyard? Yeah, it doesn't count. Front desk? Front? No. They do sell booze at the front desk, but mm-hmm. It doesn't count as a bar because it's in a fridge and it's canned and they don't pour it for you and you don't get to have fun conversations with the front desk people because they just want you to go away and go to your fucking room. Mm-hmm. That's just how it works, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Not a bar.
Not a bar.
Yeah. No, there are designated bar areas. The front desk is not one of them. Have we visited all of them yet? That's another good question.
Yeah. Well, except for the courtyard.
Still open.
Courtyard restaurant?
We're going to technically be ordering room service from the courtyard.
That's true. Yeah, the courtyard is the central kitchen. I mean, this is... Okay, we went to New Orleans fairly recently. This is nothing like it. You can order a Sazerac here, but there's like six different kitchens all in one place.
We should definitely order some Mai Tais to go.
Mai Tais to go? That sounds pretty good.
I think that's what we need. After this show, which... Yes.
It's coming up.
It's coming up. We might not do the full hour.
It's okay. It's your birthday. We can end when you want to.
We
want to
do Mai Tais.
Yeah. And you can take him wherever, I think. I mean, the glasses are very special looking. I don't know how much they care about where you take them, but I bet they can figure out where they came from.
Yes.
Yeah, they can figure that out.
We can just ask for two Mai Tais to go.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. If New Orleans can do it, we can do that shit here.
I agree.
It's okay. We'll figure that out. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm kind of ending.
You want to wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. It's your birthday show. We'll just call it early.
I'm so excited about my computer and water bottle.
I'm so glad you're excited.
Although I did just add a bunch of stickers to my water bottle. But they're like totally fucked up. I just realized.
Here's the thing. You can keep that water bottle for non-temperature sensitive liquids. It's still perfectly usable as that. The other one should be, like, cold liquids only.
I agree.
Because somebody fucked up that one, right?
I did by dropping it.
Oh, maybe. I'm not going to directly blame you for that.
Okay, thank you.
But we'll figure it out. And
the only one that is wrecked because of somebody else is my goth tumbler from Starbucks.
It's true, yeah. Who knows? We may be able to fix that, too. I never actually inspected it. Maybe there's a way to fix that seal. I haven't tried welding yet, but maybe
it's just been a little more sweaty than usual.
Right. We'll fix it. It's okay. I hope you're having a good birthday.
Having a great birthday.
Good. This is a good way to start it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Tomorrow we're going to have lunch and booze all day.
Hell yes. Scooby snacks.
And Scooby snacks, which are...
Mini hot dogs.
Mini corn dogs.
Sorry. Yeah. No, we've been seeking those for like a year and a half. So,
and pretzel sticks.
Yeah, we need to get our fucking fill. We're going to get those from Elf tonight for sure.
Yes.
Right. I think we'll close this out.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. I'm glad you like your presents.
I do.
I'll get all the security shit set up for that later on.
Okay.
We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.